Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account?
Hey, Ms. Nina, it's Tawanda with Affordable Home. How are you?
All right, and you?
I'm all right. I just got off the phone with our AM Kendra. I just let her know that I was calling this into you guys, but I got a technician that's sick at a customer's house. He has stopped that he's not going to be able to get to, and I just need to see if you guys can call and get them rescheduled for the NAD.
Okay. You know what I thought you said?
What you thought I said? Oh, Lord. What you thought I said?
That you had a tech that got struck at the tent at the customer's house, and you need.
No, he got sick. He actually is having a bad reaction to that COVID shot.
My, stop it.
Mm-hmm. So I need to pull him.
And then my auntie's 75. She was like, I don't know if I'm gonna take it. I'm like, a lot of seniors they went on and took it.
Yeah, he was hesitant about it, but you know, a lot of people were saying they got it and they were fine, but now he's having some type of reaction and it's starting to scare him, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he made it as far as he could, but he said that the nausea and the dizziness is getting worse. So we're gonna let him go ahead and come on out the field and see how he feels tomorrow. With it being nausea, I don't want him vomiting in somebody's house, you know?
Oh, honey, they're going to really have four babies. They're going to have quadruplets.
Right. Stop,
and it better not be what color he is, but it better not be not the same sex or origin. Oh, it's over.
Right.
It is over. Okay, what's that order now? How many people?
It's two.
Needs to be rescheduled? Okay.
Just two, yeah.
Okay, and what are the order numbers to the two people?
07190, A as in Adam, C as in Charlie, 4.
And that's 071.
Uh-huh.
07190AC4.
Yes, ma'am. Last name is Mita, M-E-D-A.
N-E-D-A.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what's the other order number?
The other one is 07148611. C as in Charlie. Okay, we're going to get you juice over there, okay?
I want juice with a little spikish on it. Let me stop. 07148611, C as in cat.
Yes, ma'am. And that's for Michael Johnson.
That's for last name
and
Johnson.
Just put him for the NAD. When I get back to the office, I'll try to see if we have something sooner. Then the NAD, if the NAD is not that far out, I just leave it there. But yeah, if you just let them know the check is sick, you know, when they get sick like that, we have to pull them out the field.
Oh, well, hey, if they don't know that by now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
Exactly. And that's what I tell them, like, it's for your protection and ours, you know?
Isn't that something?
You know, I know you're going to be upset, but yeah. Okay, boy, okay. Ms. Nina, can you send me an email once you're done?
Yes, I will do that.
With the result, because I'm in the store and this baby is crying. And
the baby trying to get us something to drink. I'm going to need you to get us something to drink.
Right,
the baby
okay.
said get us something to drink.
Exactly. Exactly.
I will do that.
He just woke up. So thank you so much, Ms. Nina. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
is there anything?
Kendra is aware, just in case you have to, you know, in case anybody asks, Kendra is aware of the reschedule.
Oh, okay. Hey, who gonna ask? Yeah. If they ask, they better get on this work order now.
Well, what happened was, and I'm gonna let you do these calls because it's almost the end of one of these time frames. But what happened was, I always go through Kendra before I send the emails out.
Okay, because I've been doing reschedules.
Yeah, either on the phone or I'll email her what I need to do, and then she'll forward it over to the folder. But for whatever reason, they started sending it up to Frank, which is Kendra's boss, and saying that
oh,
I'm just sending it into you guys. and not getting approval from Kendra, and that was a lie. You know, Kendra.
I wonder who
up,
did that.
Well, we know who did it, but I'm not gonna mention names.
Shame on them.
But you know, like I said, I called her first, so just in case you need the document, the AM is aware of it, of both of them.
Okay. I'm gonna put that on
here. You guys can't do any reschedules unless I go.
Unless AM. And see, I've never heard of that because if any tech called me and say they need to reschedule.
Yeah, it was an email sent to the folder. That you know, if I send over any emails, if it hasn't you know been approved by him or Kendra, then y'all can't do it. But that's why I send them straight to Kendra. You know what I'm saying, and then let her forward it. That way they know it's coming from her.
Mm-hmm.
But I always do it that way. Like, or I'll talk to her about it, and then I'll CC her on the email. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I always go through Kendra, and they're trying to make it seem like I'm being sneaky and not going through Kendra, just trying to get reschedules done without her knowing, and that's not the case. Because she even had to clear it up. Like, no, she tells me about everything. What are y'all talking about, you know? So I'm like, just starting up trouble for no reason. Like,
tell them they better leave us alone.
Exactly. I do everything right. Like, leave me alone. You know,
they mad when we do stuff right. Yeah. People be mad at you.
Well, they mad because they got to call these customers with these reschedules, and I get it. You don't want to talk to them and get cussed out. I call people and get cussed out too. You know.
And what you say?
Like I do everything else. You know, like I do everything else when it comes to these orders. I look at them. I get them fixed. I get them. You know what I mean? Like the time frames, I call and change them. I don't call, you know, XTO for that. Like, you know, the only thing I send in is the reschedule. I do everything else. Y'all can do the reschedule.
Mm-mm. And that's what we're there for, I thought.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But, you know. All right, Ms. Nina, let me let you get off this phone. Like I said, it's close to one of the time frames now.
Okay.
To the end of it. So let me let you go ahead and get the call in. I appreciate your help, and I'll look for the email later on.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. This is Nina at XPO. You too.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.